Hi there. The word for you today is, put your heart into it. In Psalm 150, verse 6, the psalmist writes, let everything that has breath praise the Lord. In Ecclesiastes 3, verse 7, Solomon says, there's a time to keep silence and a time to speak. Now, you shouldn't interrupt the church service and draw attention to yourself. But when it's time to praise God, you should give it 100%. David said, I will praise you, O Lord, with my whole heart. The story's told of an old guy named Joe who'd been a drunk and a derelict most of his life, and as a result he could barely make ends meet. During the Sunday morning service he gave his life to Christ, and that transformation was so radical that everybody in the congregation noticed it. Joe had a problem, however. He was so thrilled with Jesus that he sang louder than everybody else. And when the pastor made a point in his sermon that touched his heart, he'd jump up and shout, Hallelujah! Concerned that the dignity and decorum of the church were at risk, the pastor said, Joe, you've got to be quiet. As a matter of fact, if you'll just sit in church next Sunday and say nothing, I'll buy you a new pair of boots. Well, Joe needed the boots, so he decided he'd try. But after restraining himself through several high points in the sermon, he couldn't stand it anymore. So he jumped up and shouted, Boots or no boots, I'm going to praise the Lord. You say, but I'm the quiet, reserved type. Sorry. There are no exceptions in Scripture based on personality types. The Bible says, let everything that has breath praise the Lord. In other words, unless you're dead, you're supposed to praise the Lord.